This was a young couple that just couldn't catch a break, could they? Mary and Joseph, they're not even married yet. They're told that they're going to have a child. They haven't even been intimate, Scripture said. The only thing they were given was a story that is so unlike any story that had ever been told. You just knew. The moment they tried to offer it as an explanation for the pregnancy, people were going to say, really? It's God's child. And then they're summoned from their hometown, from Nazareth to Bethlehem, a trip that estimates put it at about 150 kilometers, a trip that taken maybe on foot, maybe riding on a donkey. I hear that part of the story, and I think of so many young couples who, as the day gets close and they're wanting to speed things along, someone says, let's go for a ride. Maybe on a bumpy road. I think maybe God had that idea first. Because by the time they get to Bethlehem, the time comes. The baby's coming, and there's no room. Really? No room? Couldn't the God who created this entire world have arranged details in such a way that there would be a room for the birth of his one and only son? A suitable room. Preferably one close to home, one near family, one near friends, one near at least a midwife. But no. Instead, Jesus is born in a barn, basically. And Mary and Joseph have to deal with it on their own. I wonder at times why God didn't take care of those details. Why he didn't arrange things so that his son could be born in a more suitable place. But usually right about then is when I feel a check in my heart and I stop and I say, no, he was born in a perfect place. A humble place, a quiet place, a private place, an unexpected place, a dirty, smelly place, a perfect place. Does that make sense? The first four did. Humble place, quiet place, private place, dirty, smelly place? Is that the perfect place for the Son of God to be born? Well, think about it. It was a humble place because Jesus was a humble Savior. A quiet place, that makes sense because God speaks in a still, small voice. A private place because, well, each one of us has to make our own personal decision about what we're going to do with the Son of God. An unexpected place because, well, in a world that says you need to earn everything you get, Jesus came with the most unexpected gift, salvation by grace, not by works. And a dirty, smelly place, that's perfect too. Because it's a reminder that each and every one of us is dealing with the stain of sin. And it's a stench we can't get rid of on our own. It's a perfect place. A humble, quiet, private, unexpected, dirty, smelly place. In his book, Chronicles of the Door, Gene Edwards tries to imagine what it would have been like within the courts of heaven on the day when Jesus was born. He writes, were there mixed emotions? Well, Jesus had just left his heavenly home. He had sacrificed the splendor of heaven, the worship of angels, the closeness he had shared with his Father since before time began. And on top of everything else, both the Father and Son knew that while life on earth might begin in a manger, there was a cross that lay ahead. Was there sadness or heartache in the household of God that day? Maybe. but not a hint of resignation or defeat. No one was forcing God to do this. This was his plan, born out of love, a plan that would save us from our sin. Luke 2:7 says that Jesus was born in this humble, quiet, private, unexpected, dirty, smelly place. Why? Because there was no room for them in the inn. But don't misinterpret that word because. When you hear it, don't read it as a sign of some sort of unfortunate accident. Something that couldn't have been avoided. Because I think the no room at the inn sign was just as much a part of God's plan as Mary, Joseph, and the stable. It was part of his plan. See, I believe that no vacancy sign, it sends a message. Just as the dirty, smelly, humble, unexpected private place did. The no room at the inn sign says, there are people who hang that sign on their heart each and every day. It's a reminder of that, isn't it? It's a reminder that throughout all of history, there have been and there will continue to be people who say, I have no room for Jesus. My life's busy, my schedule's full, I don't have time right now. So Jesus, if you'll just step aside. Don't go away, just step aside. And when life slows down, when it's not so busy, when my schedule's not so crammed, when my priorities are different, I'll let you know and I'll come get you. And then I'll have room. But today I have no room. And yet the Christmas story is an invitation to hang a different sign on our heart, isn't it? It's an invitation to hang a sign that says, even though life is busy, even though I struggle to keep up with the pace of life, there's room. I choose to make room for Jesus. And when you make that decision, something really, really interesting happens. Life remains just as busy. And you scramble just as hard to keep up with the pace of life. But in the midst of it all, you have this strange sense of peace and contentment and joy that can only be explained by the presence of Jesus. It's why I think every Christmas needs to include an intentional pause. I don't know what your schedule looks like in December. I know what mine looks like. It's nuts. You run and you run and you run and you run and you run. And then you say, it's here. And then by tomorrow, it's all over. And then you spend the last week trying to, breathe again and get ready to start the new year. I think every Christmas needs to have an intentional pause, a time when we step out from the crazy, busy, dizzying pace of life for a moment of quiet reflection. We may not always recognize we need that moment, but we do. It's been etched deeply into our hearts. We need that pause. If for no other reason than to answer the question, what sign am I hanging on my heart? No room or room? If you've got a no vacancy sign hanging on your heart tonight, I'd encourage you to find time to pause. Reflect on the direction life's taking. Take time to look at all those shiny toys that tend to catch our eyes and ask yourself what happens when those toys disappear, when they rust, when they fall apart. Because you see, Jesus can bring a measure of purpose that'll make the shiniest toy look like it should be towed to the nearest junkyard. But you'll miss that if you don't take time to pause. He can transform your life, so invite him in. Give him room. Is there room in your heart? Would you pray with me?